It is November 11, and today will be a special episode because it's my birthday. I'm 43 years now, and in honor of this, I'll tell you about kittens, puppies, and other little creatures. You've probably seen many photos and videos of Ukrainian soldiers feeding and playing with animals, teaching them tricks. There are so many of these photos and videos that you might think there is a whole zoo in every unit. And you know what? That's exactly how it is. In units on the front lines or near the front, there are always a lot of animals, and often they are more comfortable than humans. Once I attended a briefing in a bunker led by a tough combat officer, a real warrior who could command his subordinates with just a blink, and where he was conducting the briefing standing up because he did not dare to disturb the cat sleeping in his chair. So he stood next to her, giving orders to the soldiers. And the soldiers took it completely normally because this cat was the pet of the entire unit. When she had kittens, soldiers and officers even took turns to ensure that nothing bad would happen to the little ones and their mom. And in another unit, after a successful offensive, the commander ordered to move to new recaptured positions not only his soldiers, but also was dogs and cats that were close to them. And we are talking about dozens of animals. The fact is that very often only the soldiers can save these animals. The war left them without homes, which were either destroyed or abandoned. The owners have died, run away, or simply unable to care for the animals due to lack of money or poor health. In the army, there is always food, always shelter, and military doctors who save not only humans, but also animals. And military personnel are always happy to have these animals around. It's easy to explain. Soldiers are disconnected from home, from loved ones, from their families. People lack warmth, the ability to care for someone. Loneliness, despite being surrounded by people, becomes a constant companion for soldiers. And a little creature, a dog, a cat, a parrot, or even a lizard, is someone looking for warmth, protection, and care. That's how people and animals live side by side in an emotional symbiosis, helping each other in this terrible war. I constantly see these animals, often living where I live, in rooms or bunkers. I treat them very well, but I don't form friendly relationships. It's funny, but I am afraid of betraying my cats. I want to remain truly emotionally attached only to them. I always make sure that everything is fine at home for them when I'm not there. Every time I send money home, supported by your contributions, I remind my relatives to buy something tasty for my cats. Actually, they already know what to buy, but I still remind them. It gives me the feeling that I'm taking care of cats. And you've made a wonderful gift for my today's birthday. You've covered the cost of a small but very important medical operation for my younger cat. They found a small but unpleasant tumor in his nose. Thanks to you, this nasty thing has been removed. So thank you. You've made my second birthday during this war truly wonderful.